Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Through conversations with investors and entrepreneurs, Unseen Upside by Cambridge Associates explores the human impact of investing. Season 4 focuses on exciting healthcare advancements, promising to improve outcomes and create resilient, patient-centric systems, blending technology and compassion. Meet the minds behind innovation shaping the future of medicine, from drug discovery to the role of AI. Uncover the Unseen Upside, available now.
A victory light.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Now, I've had this young lady on my show before, and she's a very special guest here. The one and only Lizbelle Ortiz. Now, tell me, Lizbelle, something's clearly been going on with you here. We followed each other on the gram for a long time now. And I just want to know what's been going on with you and the Victory Light podcast crew. It seems like you guys had a bit of an altercation last night. Tell me, how are you feeling after you were berated by your co-hosts and producer?
I feel traumatized.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel sad. I have a lot of anxiety now. Like, sometimes I'll just hear laughing. I'm like, oh no, they're back.
No, I'm so sorry, Liz.
Yeah, it's just been a really tough, you know, chapter in my life. I don't know where to go from here.
Well, Lizbelle, let me tell you something, okay? And I don't say this lightly, all right? You are such a fantastic person, all right? Last time you were here, we didn't get this on camera, but you were such a warm...
Don't do it.
You were such a warm energy.
Listen, don't do it. Just and can you write that instead?
I just wanted to say... No, because on this show, we have to give people their flowers, all right? And I just want to say, Liz, you deserve the best. And I just want you to know...
Shut the fuck up.
That this is your moment, and I'm so proud of you, Lizbelle.
Send me a fucking email.
Just wait.
Oh my God! What is that? What happened?
Yes, yeah, me.
What? What's me? Who are these people?
Damn, Phil,
how did you get in the studio?
The glaze is crazy, Phil.
What's happening? What do you mean, glaze? What is?
I told you.
What is that?
The glaze.
Oh my God!
Why y'all booing me? Why y'all booing me up right? This is a wild glaze session, bro. It's a fucking glaze in Phil's dome. Be fuck out of here.
Oh my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, while we deal with this, enjoy episode 38 of the Victory Light podcast.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.
Yo, we here. Victory Light episode 38, 38, 38 special, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say 98, you know what I'm saying? Because that gives away our location.
you literally have us on in a nightmare right now.
No, this is good. This is what you get for showing up late. Now, and now I play Hatred.
We're here, baby. Episode 38. You know what the fucking vibes, man. The gang is all here. We got Rainio in the motherfucking building. We got Lizbelo Tizamatatana. You know what I'm saying? We got Victor. You know what I'm saying? He got his hood on. He's playing with his hair. Min is over here with the very sensible shoe on. You know what I mean? Good leather, brown leather shoe. And of course, the man, the myth, the legend, got Jordan 1s on. You know what I'm saying? And the original from 1985 is
Hassan Insane.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a certified Hassan Insane exclusive.
That's right. Hassan Insane is on the building.
Hassan is mixing for You Can Dance.
Yeah, you know, that's been my worst nightmare, bro. I always felt like I spoke good English, and then I listened back on a podcast. I'm like, bro, I sound like every fucking Julissa.
Yo!
Every listen, other fucking Julissa.
You sound like, yo, why you think I call you Liz Belkis, man?
Yeah, I love that.
Yo, I love it. I love it because I'm not mad at it, bro. To me, I equate it to like the Dominican baseball players. It's like, nah, fuck that. I ain't using no translator, B. Yeah. I'm going to just go off. I'm confident.
You know, when I realized, bro, when I said video.
Yo, yo, you know what's funny? You know what's the best example of that is? Oh, come get in. So, hey, Ma, can you throw a picture? Can you throw a picture of
that
us?
That was another one.
Because like
in Spanish, it's tirar una foto. So
which is literally you throwing.
Why am I throwing pictures?
Yeah, so that's a little deep
yeah,
cut
you know
for
what?
Y'all.
Actually, I don't feel safe laughing with y'all no more. I'm still recovering from Monday's episode.
Yo,
oh, God. Oh, shit.
Crazy.
Get into it.
Yo, verbal assault, bro. I am traumatized.
All right, look. So what we're going
to
do is.
I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Listen. I'm gonna do my little thing right real quick and give Hassan his flowers. Cause God damn it, the way the nigga wound that shit up, I was like, oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming. And then the Vince McMahon meme where I was like,
Also, for our listeners. That wasn't planned, and what you hear in the final product, we couldn't hear the buildup to the Just Glaze in the headphones. We all just had the same thought at the same time, because that's what happens when real ones is in the room. That's what happens when we lock in.
Bro.
That's what happens when we parted.
When we're what?
While Lizbo was talking, I was like looking at Mero, Min, Rainy, everybody. Like, we were all just telepathic. I was like, we're going to beat her ass, right?
Yeah, I fucked up because I was just looking at Mero. I didn't see nobody else in the room. Yeah. I was like, let me have this one-on-one with Mero. I really respect this man. Little did I know what was awaiting for me. It literally wasn't until I locked eyes with Victor and this motherfucker had the most sinister on his face. I said, oh no, bro. Yeah. It's going to happen. It's about to happen.
While you were talking, we all did the Nicki Minaj,
and my sister was like, yo, why you let them do that to you? I'm like, what do you mean, bro? I was just being a kind-hearted individual. She was like, but you heard it. I heard what? Bitch, you think Hassan is playing the shit in the studio? Yeah. You think that I would have kept going had I heard that? Or I would have shut the fuck up.
Yo, fam, what you would have heard was like, what the fuck? That Just Glaze shit.
Yeah. I would have stopped right away. Fuck all of y'all, matter of fact.
Yo! Oh my god! Oh my god! Yo, that shit sent me, B. Goddamn.
Straight nightmares, bro. I've had three nightmares straight back to back, and it's just a y'all cackling.
It's just us cackling, and we look like the fucking Glaze Fiend magic card. It's just us on your bedroom window, like, yeah.
Have any more nice things to say, Lizbelle?
You see, that really just drove the sword where I needed to be.
Oh, shit.
I will never be nice again.
I'll never be nice again.
Not once, not ever.
I'm never gonna be nice again. Y'all motherfuckers slayed me too much. I don't know why it's putting the George Michael, dog. Like, shit. Was that George Michael?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah.
No white people names.
I'll be forgetting. See, I think I got good with the white people names. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have a contest to see who could guess the most white people correctly, and the winner
is going to get absolutely nothing.
Because we don't want to glaze, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bro, I don't want to. I will lose that right away. Oh. I'm so bad with white names and white faces.
Yo, yeah. Can I tell you? I'm worse than you. Because I be forgetting my wife's name all the time.
That's
yo. I'm like, yo, why? Yo.
40.
Yo, ma. Yeah.
Nah, you had the lady who gave birth to 4 year children with their mom. What's your name again?
It's Helen? It's some with an H.
And she's gonna be like, who the fuck is Helen?
Yeah, what?
Helen?
Have that bitch come cook for all of y'all tonight, since that's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, motherfucker. Maybe you take the chicken out on time for her.
Yeah.
Yo, sorry, so look, let me walk this back a little. You know what I'm saying? I want to give you your flowers. You know what I'm saying? Please, feel free. I want to give you your flowers because not only was my good sis out here providing mirth and enjoyment and love, you know what I'm saying, and twice a week for y'all, listless, you know what I'm saying, single feast your motherfuckers out there, mirth and joy. She also, you know what I'm saying, went on motherfucking TV and went on Dr. Phil, bitch, you know what I'm saying, and said and did her motherfucking thing, went on there, dropped 50, you know what I'm saying? So let me give you your flowers, my sister.
Make sure this bill got to
Yeah, nah, damn. You put up there fucking national television doing your motherfucking thing.
Yeah, what's the tea?
Tell us.
Yo, let's talk about it.
Yeah, they hit me like 2 weeks ago or something. Like, what's up, bitch? I'm feeling your vibes. I'm trying to see what you are.
Dr. Phil said the ashy
thing. Trying to fly you out. Trying to see what you about, sis. What's up? What's tea? Nah, but they pulled, they flew me out about two and a half weeks ago.
Damn.
We had a fucking full length interview process. I went on that show, bro. We talking about religion. We talking about why religion is declining in America. Born Catholic, bro. Born and raised. And I'm sitting there as the stance of somebody who has left the Catholic Church.
Right.
Looking at 200 Tommy Lauren bitches.
Oh, shit.
Bro, I ain't never been around that many white people in one sitting.
That shit felt like a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, hold on.
I was at a gun control debate.
Oh my God.
Bro, but it's weird because they all got the same look in their eyes. It's like very Southern Christian women who they just like, first of all, they're very confused by me. They're like, where's this bitch from? I ain't never seen.
Is she a Negro?
Is she a?
they ain't never seen nobody like you before.
Yeah, like is she a look? Yeah, this is this a Latino?
Is this a Latina?
Latina?
Is this a Latina woman? Are we looking at a Latina Afro? That's the new thing now because she has an Afro, so they call them Afro Latinas.
That's exactly how Dr. Phil sounds.
Afro Latina.
Yeah. But that was a fucking amazing experience.
I just imagine Dr. Phil like saying the New York lingo, but in his voice, like, Liz Bell, I'm really feeling your vibe, okay? And I'm feeling your body, and I want to get to know you on a deeper level. So I'm saying, like, what's really good, Liz? I'm saying, like,
Howard,
can a real one fly you out? We're smoking on the darkest pack imaginable. I mean, this the type of shit that levels civilizations, Liz. I'm trying to get to know you like that. Real talk, baby. What's good?
That would have got me.
Not Dr. Phil, man, texting. Hey, look, I'm trying to shoot that club up. To be honest,
that's crazy.
If we're being real, you know, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
And, you know what's crazy about being around that many people?
Yeah.
That are not used to me.
Yeah.
I left the show and there was this, one of the producers came up to me. She was like, there was a lot of nodding, a lot of like agreeing with you, a lot of just, you know, like they like you. She was like, and everybody loves your accent. I'm like, bitch, what accent? What the fuck are you talking about?
Did you say media?
No. Imagine. No, it's just literally me talking. I forget that the way I speak, I sound like a New Yorker.
Yeah.
And then I also have, you know, like a little accent with, you know, whatever.
Check this out, Liz. You want to hear your own accent right now?
Yeah, sure.
Say calm down.
Calm down.
See?
Calm down.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is. I have no accent. I sound like Siri. You.
How you sound? What do you mean by
you,
that?
You do. And it's crazy. Like, I feel like I don't have one. And then I go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're from New York, right? And I'm like, oh, how the fuck? How do you know that shit? Who do you work for? Yeah. I'm like, who sent you?
Anywhere you go outside of New York, they're like, yo, you from New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if everywhere I go, they say the same shit. And it's just like, I say the same shit back. I'm like, nigga, what you accent? Got an accent.
Right.
You don't want to talk about, hey, raw dong, ding dong, ding dong. Like, you sound like fucking Steve Harvey, nigga. Like, I got an accent.
Yeah, you sound
like
an accent. You sound like a horseshoe. Like, what do you mean?
What the fuck you talking
now,
about?
I love Southern accents and I love New Orleans accents.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, my God, a New Orleans accent go crazy. I can't see your face. This shit is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, New Orleans accent is lit, but it's like,
there's a fine line.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If you sound like you're from Louisiana, the way that, I forget the actor's name, but he played Grey Worm in Game of Thrones, and he's in Interview with a Vampire. That accent, sexy as hell. Boosie, however.
Yeah, I was about to say. Shout out to my man Joe 504. You know what I'm saying? He's from 504. You know what I'm saying? Hence the Joe 504. He got the Louisiana accent, but it's like, it's not.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
He sound like Gambit.
Yes. I was about to say, I was like, it's the black Louisiana accent, but it's not the Boosie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like the NBA young boy.
It's
you know
not
what I'm
the,
saying?
It's not the, he got a thong up his ass, y'all.
No, come on.
Come on now, dog.
Come on, man.
The
tremble. with the reverb, the automatic reverb in the voice. Yeah. Like, nah, man, we about to go get some pole boy, man. Man, it's two drops. Drops of smoke in the ball, man. You put them, 16 drops, motherfucker. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Hey, you sound like they're on the verge of tears.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also like, I'm getting used to like being in media and shit, and like having to like wait to talk about shit, cause like. I don't know how long I could have lasted like not telling everybody on earth that I was gonna be on Dr. Phil, bro. Like, how did you do that shit?
Yo, facts.
I was not, well, I didn't tell nobody besides my mom, my brother, and my sister, and nobody, literally none of my best friends knew nobody. Mm. I was scared, bro, because it's a tough topic. It's a very tough subject. It's something that I've known my whole life. Like in my fucking first book, I talk about it. But it still is a very, very sensitive subject.
First book is a crazy flex. Go off.
Yeah, right?
Go the fuck off,
Liz. She's just like, yo, that's my first book.
She said, I'll talk about this in my first book. Okay, bitch. First book, okay, bitch. All right.
Yeah, next week she'll be like, yo, in my 17th book,
y'all
niggas can read how to be real men.
Like, bro, I can't read. So... But yeah, what is this first book, Liz? Go ahead. You got to tell the people, girl.
My first book is called Let's Talk About It. Por la buena la mala.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And the por la buena la mala in Spanish, it translates to English to like, we're going to talk about this, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
Yeah, and for better or worse. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So the whole point of the book is like, yo, we're talking about shit that we usually talk about within our families and in the living rooms. They're all taboo subjects of shit we do not discuss in public because, oh, what will people say? It's like, nah, bitch, we talking about it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Shameless plug. Go cop that.
You know what I'm saying? Go cop six copies.
Go cop that or else I'll summon the glazed fiend. And then I'll follow up with hatred.
Damn.
So sinister, bro.
I almost named the chicken spot across the street, but then Hassan
would have damn it. Yo, fuck it. You gonna have my song play hatred.
Oh, yo, man. Speaking of taboo subjects that motherfuckers don't like to talk about, but the shit is public news, so you know what I mean, motherfuckers want us to talk about it, so let's talk about it. Chance the Rapper is divorced, you know what I'm saying, from his wife of 5 years. Mm-hmm. Which, like, all right, bro, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I've been married for 138 years.
Love that.
5 years ain't really, you know what I'm saying, you really do that, you know what I mean? Like, I feel, you know what it is, I feel like okay, so as a married guy, all married people listen, type in, let me know how you feel in the comments, whatever. It becomes like a competition, B. It becomes like a, yo, I've been married longer than you. You ever been to a wedding and
that's
they're like,
crazy.
You ever been to a wedding and they do like the dancing shit and it's just like, yo, everybody on the dance floor. All right, if you've been married for 1 year or less, get off the dance floor. If you've been married for 5 years or less, get off the dance floor. And then it's just like, me and like the Vietnam vet and his wife. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just looking at this motherfucker like, yo, you know, shit.
It's like, yeah, your marriage is going to end soon.
Yeah, because you're going to be dead.
Because you're going to be dead.
And then it'll just be us.
Because you're going to die, motherfucker.
Yeah. Then it'll be me flexing a cocktail hour.
Gotta hit the Skeletor on him.
Nah, that's crazy. But you know, it does prove my theory of marriage being kind of like this. There's this thing where it's just like, I just need it because it's another hierarchy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you bitches don't got no ring.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's true. You're not lying. I took a joke. You're not lying, because my wife do walk around the mall like Angel Reese, like looking at all the single bitches like, bitch, this ain't a lab diamond, bitch. Like putting her finger. So it's true. Yeah.
No, I mean, the ring is different, because it's like, if the ring is fire, I'm a flex. But it's more so the status of like, I'm married, so now I'm better than you. I'm more deserving. Getting it. Like, that's where it's just
As a woman, is that something you want? Like marriage?
Like, yeah, it's something I want, but it's not like a goal of mine. It's not something that I've dreamed of my entire life. I've dreamed of writing a book. I've dreamed of filming documentaries. I've dreamed of doing a lot of shit that I fucking put all of my focus and love and attention into.
I dreamed of doing a podcast with this nigga Meryl, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that too. I tweeted that in 2016.
Yeah.
Like, I always say, bro, I'm literally a fucking daughter of the Bodega Boys.
Yeah, so. Man, gang shit. Yeah,
but it's not something that I was like, yo, like there's some women that I know that it, all power to them, but they've planned their entire life around their wedding. And it's like, I got my job, I got my man, I got my I got my dream wedding, and now I'm lit. And it's like, bro,
there's more to life.
Yeah, but also there's this thing that women do where they just don't celebrate life until they get married.
Yeah.
So marriage is their only celebration, and that's why you have like the fucking bridezillas.
Bridezillas.
Where it's like, everything got to be perfect, because bro, this is their only celebration. Their focus has always been marriage, so they have never dreamed of like opening a business, or some of them don't even dream about being a mother. It's just like, yo, this wedding.
Yeah.
This is picture. What the fuck I've been waiting
like, this
for.
This is my moment.
Yeah. It don't even really matter who they're marrying.
This
or like,
is
none of that.
Me. You know what I'm saying?
It really just be about the status. Like, yeah, I'm a married woman now. You single bitches could never.
Yo, I'm a missus.
Yeah. So like, the reason I asked that is just, oh, by the way, for anyone I know in my personal life listening, and also to you, Liz, when you get married, if and when, don't invite me. I'm not going.
Yeah, I agree. I'll probably
watch
my own shit.
Bro, because like, and this is probably going to sound like hatred, but like, I it's your big day. That don't mean I gotta care that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you
wow,
have the,
what a dick.
Bro, fuck you. I'm sorry, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Listen, are you and if you wanna have this like island getaway wedding, eat my dick and balls, bro. Fuck off.
Yo,
are you paying for the are you paying for my flight? What about childcare?
No.
Are you not paying for my childcare?
No.
What are you paying for this suit that you specifically asked for? Yeah, everybody gotta wear fucking, everybody gotta wear royal blue and gold. Fuck
linen,
off, dude.
Linen.
Fuck blue off. Linen. I'm going to Uniqlo and I'm getting the Obama tan suit. That's the best you're getting out of me. Fuck you and your wedding, bro.
I'm trying to make
the bad guy.
If you ever been a part of a wedding, you know where Rainey's coming from, because shit be so detailed, bro. And it's like,
yo,
pump the fucking brakes.
It should be so annoying, bro.
Fuck people who just be like, you know what? Fuck it. We out. Let's go get married.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go get married. Like Meryl said, in his backyard.
Like, you see? Fuck that. That's what the crib for. Like, yo, fuck it. You want to get married, bro? I'll fake marry you in my backyard. $500. You know what I'm saying? Right now. So fuck cameos. Nigga. I'll marry you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With Jagged Edge.
Yeah. Oh my god. You have genuine performance.
You know what I'm saying?
He falls off stage and he's still like, it goes, jeez.
At the bottom of my pool, like, yes, this shit should have water in it. But yo, I'll tell you that as a married man, I'll tell you why motherfuckers do the destination wedding, because they don't want it motherfuckers to come and they don't want to offend people. That's like the workaround.
People
who care, like, because I married somebody who does not give a shit about what anybody thinks, which is like a double-edged sword. You know what I'm saying? It's good when you got to like argue with management. But when it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, like, these are all my cousins, yo. Like,
yeah.
Like, chill. Like, yeah. easy on Nacho, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know why he about to say some shit.
No, because I was about to say some shit.
You know it's bad when he's stopping himself.
I gotta chill. If he stopped dead in his tracks,
he's literally cackling by himself.
Yeah,
bro.
This is not.
He just thought of some fucked up shit.
No, I'm not even saying. But I'm gonna keep the theme going. When people do them island destination weddings, it's like, yo, it's a roundabout way of being like, yo, listen, I can't drop 10 bands on a wedding. Mm. I can't do none of this shit. I'm gonna go. Because the resorts, they'll give you like a deal. Like, oh, you getting married? Word? We'll give you the presidential suite for like the low, da 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 da. Just make sure that you get like 10 people to show up.
Yeah.
Once you do that, they give you a free extra day and all types of crazy shit. Like, so whenever somebody says, yo, we getting married at Turks and Caicos, come through, they don't really, they not expecting you to come through at all.
Yeah, okay.
I would appreciate that. I would appreciate you saying, yo, bro, why don't you sit this one out?
Yeah.
I'll send you a video.
I would, yeah. Even that. You don't even got to waste your data. You don't even got to do that. Just send me a quick little flick when you get back. I just want to see the wedding dress. I just want to see the tux. That's it.
That's it.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah. And speaking of getting back, we'll be right back after this ad for what, Mero?
Italian bidets.
Bidet.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
A victory
light. Yo, we back. You know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoyed that ad for Norwegian Cruise Lines. You know what I'm saying? Norwegian Cruise Lines. If you're not back at the dock when it's time to go, we're going to leave your ass. Which actually happened. You see what I'm saying? To these, I would guess, terrified Caucasian people who was on a Norwegian cruise. You know what I'm saying? And it went to a part of Africa, which is unnamed in this article for some reason. But you know what I'm saying? White people, I feel like white people think Africa is just a country anyway.
Yeah, they think it's a little island.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little island. It's like, that's when, didn't Eddie Murphy do the zebra voice for that movie?
Oh yeah, my God.
They think Africa has one flag.
Like, you know. It's the dead press army chief flag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just the Bad Brains merch. Like, that's it's just Bad Brains merch. That's what they think Africa
is. It's every country. DC, it's the thing. It's a hardcore thing.
Come on, everybody knows.
So apparently, if you go on a cruise, because I've never been on a cruise. Have y'all been on cruises?
No.
Never,
right?
No.
I saw Titanic once, bro. That shit scarred me forever.
Bro, I seen Titanic when that shit capsized and the top half was starting to like tip over and the motherfucker hit both beams. Like, I don't know if you, that shit is ingrained in my skull forever, bro. This motherfucker, the shit started tipping over and he's like hanging on because like gravity. Yeah. And then he like slips and then he goes, bong, bong. And then like falls in the water. Yeah. And I was like, God damn. You
know, I prefer to die that way, bro. I would much rather just be lifeless before I hit that cold ass water.
Like DMX in a slingshot, bro. When he just passed out, like,
oh my God.
And they just wake up like, yo, what happened, bro? What's that?
Yeah.
Dog, if I'm going to go out like that, yes. Let me hit my head on the beam so I'm completely unconscious when I hit that ice cold fridge of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Libre, coño.
Yo,
seriously.
My mom's spirit just holds. Yo, where? Just yo, for real. Me by my neck.
Yo, I know. No, yeah. Yeah. Ice libre.
Yo.
Yo, so these motherfuckers got left. But apparently this shit happens all the time, bro. Like, you go on a cruise, they dock somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You go have fun, explore the island, whatever. And if you're not back in time, bro, that shit is leaving you like the 6th train. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, like, I don't know why you would pay for that, you know, for that experience, but hey.
Well, I heard cruises are lit, but it's like, bro, if they give you 12 fucking hours to go explore the place you just landed at, why are you going to take 13?
Yeah, actually, bro, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so people love to act like white people especially, but also like it's a class thing too. Like, white privilege and it's also class privilege where like you're so used to everybody around you just bending at your fucking whim that you think that these major companies with this captain that like doesn't give a fuck about you that has to get this ship somewhere at this time.
You don't know you.
You think that they gonna wait around to count who the fuck is there?
Sir.
It's 12 million people on this boat, bro.
It's not a fucking school trip, bro.
Yeah, like
it's not.
They're not doing a head count.
No,
at all.
Like, bro, we gotta be. We leaving the Ivory Coast at 12:30, so that we can make it to fucking Calcutta or whatever it is at 3:30. If you're not on this boat, then we fucking leaving
we
you
out.
We
okay?
are gone.
This shit, we're gonna be 50 nautical miles that way by the time you get back with your souvenirs, dummy.
Yeah, all bro. Right?
You know what I'm saying? So listen, man, follow the rules, B.
Yeah.
Stay off the fucking boats, bro. Go to a resort.
Seriously, you know what I'm saying?
Just stay in.
I don't ever want to go on a cruise, B.
Nah, hell no. Bro,
really? I wouldn't do a Victory Light cruise episode.
Too many. Yo. Nah, you know why? It's too many variables.
Right.
Too many exponents.
I don't know why I said it like that. I was like, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right, like that's we're in a right. That's yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, because there's a lot of like, bro, there's people. I have nothing to substantiate this claim, but I'm saying it with my whole chest, so it's true. But there are sick freaks out there that go on cruises specifically to wait until they fucking pilot the ship through fucking gray areas, government gray areas where you can get away with literal murder.
Oh,
and then
shit.
You fuck around and kill somebody, and when they determine the time of death, they'll be like, well, he died 3 hours ago, and 3 hours ago
we were in international waters.
And 3 hours ago, yep, we were in the Arctic Circle. So,
yo.
And because there's no one out there, no one is taking the L for this body.
Yo. Right now, Diddy's rubbing his hands like, Arctic Circle, where?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I never thought about that, man.
Yeah, bro, there's a lot of people out there that move really indidiously. and wait until specific times to get away with very specific crimes.
Yo, that's cruel. I never even thought of that.
What if you just go by yourself?
That's even worse. Who gonna substantiate your claims that you didn't do it?
Who's after you, Randy? Who's after you?
Bro, listen. Them people.
The people. The people, them.
Yeah.
Babylon.
Yeah,
Babylon.
Yeah, yeah.
Babylon is after them.
Yeah.
All here, King Selassie. Yeah. Yo, he got a way. His reason is way more sinister than my reason. My reason is I just seen a video of where the plumbing got fucked up on one of them shits and the boat flooded. And it was just
shit.
Like, it was like dookie water in the hallways. And like niggas was just out in the hallways like, step it like walking through dookie water.
See, as a motherfucker that can't swim, that's terrifying for several reasons.
Because you can't swim, and if you do get the ability to swim with something, you got to swim through dookie water now.
Yeah.
And also, if you go, let's just say you in the room, You step out to mad water, you're gonna think the bitch is flooding. You're gonna think the fucking boat is sinking.
Now I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm hitting a bar. I'm drinking Georgie straight because we're not doing top shelf. I'm just trying to inebriate myself because I think I'm gonna die.
Bro, I'm getting the 151 and I'm climbing up the radio tower.
Like fucking Tom from the Rich Machine?
Like a Himalayan snub nosed monkey. Like a horrible dickhead.
Yo, Google image of Himalayan snub nosed monkey, please.
Yeah.
And tell me that's not what motherfuckers used to look like at Lip Bar back in 05. After I sold them a bag of Ajax.
Tell me that's
allegedly.
Tell me that's not what the average 809 patron looks like at 3 a.m. in front of the halal truck.
Mommy. Coño, mommy, vamos a comprar un chibi tú y yo.
Un chibi.
Una orejita.
Everybody who does coke looks like
like a straight demon, bro. Like they can't disconnect their top jaw from their bottom.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
fucking crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. What's the last song you listen? Like, cause you know, you on a cruise, right? You got your phone, you got your little AirPods, whatever, but you know the shit is going down. Like, what's the last song you're listening to?
Oh man. Dog. It would have to be some shit that gets my adrenaline going crazy. I was gonna say either like Computers, Rowdy Rebel Computers.
Oh, you such a real one.
Yeah,
wow, bitch.
Yeah, because I'm fucking shit up. Like I'm running around that boat, fucking shit all the way up. Like, yo, we gonna die. Like I'm screaming, we gonna die at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we go that or like, you know what I'm saying? Some just straight like hardcore shit. You know what I mean? Like some
like Madball.
Madball like Scarhead or some shit.
Hate breed.
Yeah, like shit. Hate like. Brr. This guy is just like. Look,
yeah, corn, like,
it's a little new metal. You know what I'm saying? Yo, just some shit like some Limp Bizkit. Give me something to break.
Everybody sucks. Everything's fucked.
Yo, literally, dog. We going down. Everybody's fucked.
Yeah. Liz, what are you picking? As your last song, your farewell track.
My farewell? Oh, I got it. It's going to be Hell Rel featuring Cameron.
Damn.
War? Jesus Christ.
God damn. Yo, listen, if you're new to this show, which you shouldn't be, you should not be surprised by that.
That is the most Liz Bell answer ever.
A Hell Row album cut.
Yeah.
It's the last
that
song.
Was my shit. Shout out to Hell Row.
Shout out to Hell Row, B.
That's crazy that y'all picked like violent, like I'm not trying to be stressed out in my last moments, bro. I'm bumping Don't by Bryson Tiller, man.
Really?
Yeah. Cause like I just hope that like, cause like we're gonna die, but I just hope that we
don't.
I love a good bad joke.
Swish. God damn. Yo, look up that picture of LeBron and D-Wade where fucking D-Wade is just going like this and LeBron is dunking the shit.
Yep.
That's what we just did.
That's
right
what
now.
We just did. Yep. Yeah.
It would either be that song or it would be the Daughter song by Beyonce that just came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
fucking singing in opera, Italian opera.
Yeah. Ooh, goddamn.
Yeah, just play that and let me transcend, bro. Let me levitate into
that. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to Anthony Santos and shit. Now that I'm thinking about it. Yo, so you and Chi-Chi? Like, just sitting there crying and shit.
But speaking of Don't, Bryson Tiller deleted it at first. Like, he deleted that shit off SoundCloud at first.
That's wild.
And I just think that's really, like, I it's cool when, like, super successful, like, seemingly unattainable people in positions that are seemingly unattainable
pop out like I'm regular
pop out like they have like relatable experiences like that, because I've posted and deleted many a track where I'm like, man, ain't nobody fucking with this shit kind of ass, and then like put that shit back out and like people are rocking with it. So I just thought that was cool. Imagine like
that's what I'm saying.
Imagine he never re-uploaded it.
That's crazy. It makes me think about the people who are like sitting on the next fucking top 200 songs.
That part. Yeah. He deletes that song and motherfuckers never start wearing Nike dad hats.
Yeah, no, never.
Never.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, do you know how many women got pregnant to that album?
Yo.
Oh my God.
Like that shit stimulated the economy.
That was a mini baby boom.
Billions of dollars.
Yo, you remember this, the viral video? There was at a party and fucking the DJ drops Don't, and he stops the track and he's like, if you fuck somebody's baby mother to this, make some noise. Yo, and then they pan over to Bryson Tiller himself and he's just looking at the DJ shaking his head like, come on,
bro.
Why you gotta do this?
That's what you're trying to make me be? I'm that guy?
Bro, so I love that he said that, because as a creative person, or just anybody who does anything, bro, if you're an artist, a painter, a fucking poet, you drop music, you know how it is to fuck with your stuff, but still have that seed of doubt of like, am I the only one fucking with this? Like, should I just create this for myself? And for Bryson Tiller, who is a big artist,
fucking
bro.
Bryson Tiller. Yeah.
For him to say, yo, nobody was fucking with the song that I dropped, so I just deleted it.
Yeah.
And then somebody hit him up like, bro, where's the track?
Yeah.
I was listening to that, bro. Where the fuck is
that? That was in my DJ set, bro. Yeah. You just fucked my shit up.
If that is not the fucking best indicator for you to just do what you do, put your head down and just create. Fuck what everybody's saying. Just put your head down and create, bro.
Yeah. You know,
bro, that's Mero's phone. Mero's phone is just a bunch of like audio files that I send him of tracks tracks that I'm never dropping. Like, and he's like, what the fuck? Where did this chick go crazy?
Yeah, you should send him to me, bro, because I'll find you and I'll fuck you up. Yo. there's one thing that triggers violence inside of me. One is when, let me leave that one more. You'll find out eventually.
Speaking of violence, I know that I brought this up last episode, so I just want to like put a bow on it. Godzilla X Kong went fucking crazy, bro. That film was sick. To me, that's cinema. And, like, that shit was fucking nuts. So I took the boys to see it. We went to Alamo Draft House. It was a vibe. It was super cool. And I just thought, as a little anecdote, for anybody that hasn't seen it, it's really fucking cool because Kong, the whole movie, Kong is on this introspective journey of like self-discovery and like coming to terms with being the last of his kind. Oh, and then he sees a glimmer of hope and he's like, fuck, maybe I don't have to be the last of my kind. And then we meet Scar King, who's like a total asshole and basically Kong's worst case scenario. It's like, if I wasn't the last of my kind, who's to say I wouldn't become this guy?
Oh shit,
that's Kong's story.
You fucked me all the way up, cause like as you were saying that story, I thought you were leading up to like, yo, Kong got some pussy in act 2. Like he ends up being the first of his kind, cause he had, you know what I'm saying, he had sex with the, you know what I mean, with the bottle waitress ape, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then, had a little baby rapper.
So Kong has this whole journey, right? And Godzilla spends the whole movie getting swole, shooting in the gym, and fucking murking everything in sight. And his total screen time, I shit you not, is 8 minutes.
Wow.
Godzilla spends 8 minutes beating the shit out of everything in the room.
Yo, let's go.
It's fucking incredible.
That's what I need, bro, in movies.
Real cinema is back.
Let's go.
Real fucking cinema is back. God damn it.
Godzilla character arc was like, yo, 8 minutes of, yo, I'm gonna stomp out the Empire State Building.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. His whole shit was just smoke. Like, yo, that was it. This motherfucker turned purple and like had lost it. It's fucking incredible.
That'd be me, bro. That'd be me on a Friday, dog.
Yeah, man.
I turned purple. Nigga, I saw her crazy.
Yeah.
Jump in the pool with no water in it.
But y'all seen this...
Beat my meat.
Yeah. So, Liz...
great.
What?
It's just like, what? Don't actually put this thing...
Nah, Liz,
I don't know about his habits.
Listen, the people love when you and I, you know, when I basically info dump nerd shit on you, and then you go, wow, that's interesting, I'll check that out, and then you never do. So here's what listen, the people have been sowing the seeds of drama for so long. Okay, we need to spark up some sort of, you know, some sort of spice, you know what I mean?
You bitches wanna fight?
So yo,
y'all wanna get into a shade battle?
Into a shade battle!
But the man babies of the internet are complaining once again about comic book stuff the female Silver Surfer has been cast.
And it's a female.
And it's a girl.
Oh no, will they do?
Yes. this aluminum foil guy that surfs on a surfboard through the galaxy is supposed to be a man, Liz. That's what you don't understand.
Yeah.
They're fucking with the history and the sanctity of the aluminum foil surfer guy. This
guy who doesn't exist,
right,
was very important from the male figure and our perception of the male physique. This aluminum foil surfer guy.
I also want to just say that there's the real Silver Surfer is Max B. Ow.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Silver Surfer in the flesh. Ow, that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't he coming home soon?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like he says, you know what I'm saying? You motherfucker. I see motherfuckers going this way. Everybody doing this one thing going this way. Motherfucker, I got this. They go this way. Motherfucker, I go up.
Yeah.
You can fly?
He's like, I'm a silver surfer.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so Liz, I don't know. I just wanted to, your take on this, on what do you think possesses men to complain about this type of non sequitur ass, like, really
kind of like unimportant in life.
Yeah,
you know my serious answer is that you've never studied what women have gone through in this fucking lifetime of existence.
Yeah.
So you are super upset with the era that we're in of women having rights and shit. So you really are looking for another outlet.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. So you just find shit to be outraged about.
Yeah, yo,
you can see a woman walking right now. You just like, you see, this the shit that I be talking about, bro. These bitches, they just move like nothing bothered them.
Look at this bitch, bro.
Look at this bitch. Like, talking.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yo, me and Liz
locked in, bro. For real.
That's really my twin.
So just another piece of that is that the people complaining, there's only one video that I've seen, but this guy, he's complaining under the assumption that they're changing the male Silver Surfer when that's not the case. And that female Herald of Galactus has existed since the late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy had no idea that this was already a Marvel character.
Right.
And he was just up in arms about Marvel making a decision that he made up to be upset about.
Again, motherfuckers just looking for shit to be outraged about because you have your own biases. Just say you don't want to see bitches on screen.
That's it.
Just say you dead ass hate women.
Be like,
I promise you, we would much appreciate that than them dumbass dates.
Yeah, so we know who to stay the fuck away
exactly.
from.
Exactly. Bro, come on.
Come on, dog.
I feel like if we do a fucking Find a Nemo, motherfuckers are gonna complain about the fish.
Yo, that fish is gay.
Yeah. No, they're gonna you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna put a fish in the new fish movie that is bioluminescent. So when he swims, you see a rainbow on his scales.
No. And then they go, you see, this is the problem with Disney's propaganda machine. They're trying to indoctrinate our kids into their sick gay cabal mafia.
Let me tell you something. If I may. Community board leader. I think we should shut down all the theaters that are showing this film because the sexualization of carp has gone too far. Okay? We have fish here swimming in the ocean. They're just fishes.
Yeah.
All right? They don't know whether they suck cock or not. So why are we teaching our children that fish decide whether or not they suck cock? That's my time. Thank you very much. I'm not a cock kind of guy. So I don't understand.
Yeah, Tone. I'm at the premiere of the new fish movie.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. They got rainbow fish.
Yeah, Tone. They got these fucking fish with rainbow patterns on them. I never seen them before. Satanic black magic.
You mean to tell me the fucking fishes are for nook?
Yeah. strange world we're living in.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we really are in a place, bro, where people are so fucking insane.
Yeah.
Bro, you just gotta deal with the shit. Like, it's all over online. People complain about, and it's like, if it was just her, it would be whatever. But it's with everything, with literally everything. Somebody was just interviewing, not Joe Rogan, his friend.
I was gonna say Dana Carvey. Damn,
the dude who was confused as
Dana White.
Dana White,
Dana White. So she was there was a black woman interviewing him, and they was like, "You see, this is what happened when you let woke people interview you. She's trying to humble you,
meanwhile,
by calling you Joe Rogan." And it's like, bro,
the motherfucker look like Joe Rogan. Bro,
let's be real, dog. He's a middle aged white man with no neck, and he's bald. That's like the Joe Rogan kit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Ben Zito can shave his head and be Joe Rogan for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Joe Rogan on vacation in Turks.
Yeah.
But this is what I'll tell you. Shorty that I was interviewing him has a history. That's Sage Steele. And she's the super duper pick me,
conservative bootlicker.
Yeah, bootlicker. Mm-hmm. Bro, there's a video of her letting a white dude touch her hair. Like, I want to see what your hair feels like. You know, that's like that crazy scenario that people make up. This is the most racist shit you could possibly do is be like, can I touch your hair?
Yeah.
Literally. That she has a video of a white dude being like, can I touch your hair? He'll be like, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when he was like, he said some shit in the interview where he was just like, I don't give a fuck what people think. You know why? Because I'm a rich white guy. You know what I mean? Like, he said that, that was the energy. He didn't say that shit verbatim, but she was just like, oh, that's so freeing.
Oh, bitch.
Yo, I was like, just get the nigga yapper on cam, bro.
People who think that they're the main exception, they will always, bro, get the rug pulled from under them. Because she did all of that bootlicking.
Yep.
And look, so all she did was call this motherfucker by a different name by mistake. And motherfuckers was wilding
on her. They lit her ass up.
Yeah, I saw the racist backlash that she was received. Bro, no matter what you assume you will be when you get in these positions and you trying to lick the tip just to get in.
Slut a nigga in the coop.
And it's like, bro, yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah, damn.
Yo, listen, we're gonna take a break real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because we got some very important news from this company that's making Taiwanese vibrators. Be right back, y'all.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
A victory light.
How many of those vibrators are going to cop?
Probably four.
Yeah, Taiwanese vibrators, man. I'm gonna see what that shit hit.
Oh shit, we back. Thank you for tuning in to Victory Light, episode 38. Speaking of motherfucking Victory Light, I was on TikTok the other day, and I just want to ask you guys, what is the wildest thing that you've seen in a fucking movie theater?
Oh,
it's trending on TikTok, and I saw a few horror stories. So I just want to know.
Oh my god,
baby!
I can tell y'all mine while y'all think of yours.
Yeah.
I got like 16 in the chamber. Go ahead, tell me another.
Oh yeah, I forgot you was born in the Bronx. I can't imagine this shit.
Yeah.
They stormed the beach at Normandy.
Yeah.
All right, Brooklyn, 2016. Insidious just came out. Mm-hmm. We sit in a packed theater, bro. Linden Multiplex. If you're from Brooklyn, you know. We're sitting at the height of the movie. I'm talking about Red Face. Yeah, I remember Red Face
door? Yeah.
When the devil popped in behind him. Right before that scene hits, a group of four girls come into the packed out theater, walking in drunk as hell, loud and just like laughing, like, where am I see that? Like, they just loud as hell. So everybody's just like looking at them like, bro, come on. We at like the fucking, this is the scene, bro. It's quiet. It's a scary movie. And then one of the girls say, can y'all be quiet, please? Like, I'm like, yeah, you're embarrassing me. And one of the girls, without a second, yells, didn't you get caught sucking dick in a cab?
Oh!
Talking about we embarrassing you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bro.
You did what?
You what?
When I tell you that fucking movie theater erupted, yo, bro. Nobody gave a fuck about that movie by that time.
Fuck that shit. Not a movie. That data movie now.
They eventually got kicked out, but I wanted to know. What do you mean you got caught? By who? What were you doing?
You get caught? The driver? Like, right, yo, you in the
cage? Yeah, holy shit.
He ain't catch you. You just did that shit. Yeah. Like, because it's not like, were you going to go to the other room, the back room of the cab? Like,
also, how do you know?
Right, it's like you
were you in the cab with
her? Or did she just tell the story? Like, yo, I got caught sucking dick in a cab.
Yo, yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
Life is crazy, bro.
You, like, I know what probably happened. She's banned from Uber. And somebody was like, yo, call the Uber. She's like, I can't. And their friend's like, what? Why not? Like, I'm banned from the app. So
I got one star.
I can't really.
What happened?
I got caught sucking dick in Uber, man.
Yeah.
I was deep throwing a second back in Uber. God damn it.
Yeah.
A gang roll and shit. I was like, oh. I spit on it too. You like that?
I was like, listen, bro. Listen. I got caught sucking dick at the Uber. All right, I don't want to talk about it. I was giving him the skidabit, and then
just call the fucking cat.
Yeah. Yeah, just call. Yo, just call that. Just call DAT.
I want to talk about the
Y'all give me PTSD, bro. I used to call my pops like, Poppy, I used to call the fucking cab agency, like
5353.
Yeah. They'll transfer me over to my father radio.
Claro, mi niña.
Yo no te dije que no llame otra vez.
Mira, yo estoy con un cliente ahora mismo.
Niggas
calling me a cliente. I'm like, bro, that's the fucking Doña Dulce, bro. Right. From fucking B5.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yo, listen, man. I done seen a lot of wild shit in movie theaters, man. Violence, you know what I mean? Like sexual activity, like drunken shit. But I think the wildest shit probably I seen was at New Rock City. Bruh, I'm gonna tell you the name. The movie was Rollerball, okay? With LL Cool J. So that'll put you in
you old as hell.
That's right. Put it down in one shot, baby. It's your boy, yo. Salt and Pepper. You know what I'm saying?
He said, I went to the first screening of Nosferatu.
Well, I'll tell you what, boys, when they turned the sound on in the Chaplin film, everybody went berserk.
Yeah.
Yo, so now I'm in New Rock City. I'm going to go see Rollerball, regrettably. And fam, New Rock City, like the food court is later, right? So it's like a later showing. They close the food court. So all the chairs is chained down, everything's closed. Bro, why did a fight break out that spilled into the food court and motherfuckers was ripping the chairs and the tables out the floor, throwing chairs, throwing tables, bro. Shorties was getting hit in the dome with chairs, all that shit, bro. And nobody came. Like, no security, no cops, no nothing. The shit just, like, ended. Like, the fight ended.
Everybody just got tired.
Everything just got tired.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, bro, all right. Yo, you about to miss my movie, B. All right. Peace. Yeah. I've never seen a fight in New York City start and then end.
Yeah, never. Somebody got to break it up.
Yeah, without police, without somebody. Hey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like an old lady got the window. Hey.
Suelta,
Yeah. Ya está muerto. Ay, Dios mío.
Like the Simpsons.
Stop. He's already dead. And then yo, bro, listen. Y'all know, man. Hey, listen, you was talking about Lyndon.
B. Johnson.
Multiplex.
Lyndon
B.
Lyndon Multiplex?
Yeah, I love how I name a political figure, Victor's eyes shoot up.
Like, he's like, let's talk about him. Yo, he's with the hostage. I saw the Nick credit for the man. Yeah,
Lady Bird Johnson's my favorite White House dog.
Bloodhound. Bloodhound, goddammit. Floppy ass dog.
So fucking. So the AMC at Bay Plaza is the Bronx version of that. Oh, that or 161st?
Yeah.
Okay.
161 and Bay Plaza, bro, you're going to see some shit. I remember going to see a cut in school to see a screening of Space Jam.
Yeah.
All right? I'm 13. It's like fucking 11 o'clock in the fucking morning, B. Like, we left school, got on the bus, went straight to Bay Plaza to catch a movie. Dog, we the only people in this movie theater, except for a couple that had to be seniors, like in their 60s, like, my 13-year-old mind is just like, yo, they old people. Fam, we the only people in this theater, dog. It's my man Efrain. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Efrain, my man Drew.
Free Efrain.
Yeah.
You sound like he in jail now.
Yeah, oh yeah. Free the homie. Free the homie. Free the homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Free the homie. And, bro, the theater is empty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drive this point home. The theater is empty.
Yeah.
We there first, right? This couple comes in and sits like in our row, but like eight seats down, because the shit is completely empty. Like eight seats down. This is Space Jam, Lizbell. We're watching Space Jam.
Michael Jordan, right?
Michael Jordan, fucking cartoon aliens.
Funny hats.
Funny Patrick Ewing, ha ha ha. Why does this man start getting the wild yapper, bro? Like 15 minutes into the movie,
what
dog.
What are you saying to me right now?
Like, bro.
15 minutes into Space Jam?
Space Jam! What is horny about Space Jam, dog?
Oh my God.
They went in and bought a mat.
You ain't seen Lola?
Holy shit.
Yo, dog. The most. Yeah. I'm talking about blah, 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 blah.
Ugh.
in Space Jam, dog.
That's crazy.
Nutted and then left.
Wow.
I was like, are you about to go fucking get top in like fucking like Celtic Pride now, dog?
Yo.
What the fuck is this?
Jesus Christ.
That's insane. I think my move, I guess, compared to both of y'all, my shit pretty tame, bro. Like, I don't know. I never really seen nothing crazy, but I do have a more heartwarming little story or whatever. But, like, my best experience at a theater is the tale of...
Shut up, Liz!
This positive, right, beautiful
sorry,
bullshit.
Sorry for being normal. God damn it.
Yo,
listen.
Yo, tell me. I don't want to get into it, but... That's called a chuipe. For those that don't know,
a chuipe is crazy.
Let's just hit it with a.
Yeah. No, bro. So I was like fucking 18 or 17, 19, whatever. Whenever The Road came out, starring fucking Viggo Mortensen, hey, right? And pretty cool movie based on a book.
Love the book.
Depressing as fuck, right?
Super.
So we're going to see this movie, right? And like. This is like one of the first times I've smoked ever, like it was also like I think like close to my birthday or whatever. So we siphon and shit. They lit me up for my birthday. Cool, and they took me to the movies. Cool,
dog. Time out. I'm sorry. Did you read the book before you saw the movie?
No.
Oh, you had no idea.
I had no idea what it was. I just seen Viggo Mortensen post apocalypse. Whatever. So I was like, all right, let's go see this.
Let's go. And you got high before you went to go see The Road?
So hold on.
Hold on.
So keep this in mind. I'm high as fuck, right? I'm like 17. I have no idea what I'm walking into. So we walk in the movie theater giggling because we can't like get in our seats. And I'm with my friends, April and Xiomara, right? And Xiomara's a clown. So she's just like making us laugh the whole time. And we're in the theater with like 8 people max. And these guys have clearly read the book before because we got there a little late. And someone goes, can you guys knock it off?
Hold on.
So then Zio is like, oh nah, we up out of here. This is some bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. No. So we like get up and leave because the whole theater like rallied against us. We're high as shit. This is blowing my high crazy. So then we just like find another movie to watch because we're already upstairs. And what do I end up watching by accident? Mother, high as fuck, by the way, mad giggly. The best movie I could ever have seen in that scenario, motherfucking Black Dynamite.
Oh!
So I went to see The Road, got kicked out by an angry mob, and ended up watching Black Dynamite in theaters by accident, high out of my mind. So it was fantastic.
That's a happy ending to the Choose Your Own Adventure, dog.
We really got hit with the, you need to leave. Like in real life.
I was about to say, damn, my mother-in-law was there? It's crazy. Hey, guys, cut it out.
Yeah.
Put a sock in it.
Yeah, seriously, like, it's fucking, so yeah, so that's my little movie theater story. I love that day.
You got booed out, basically.
Yeah, damn, dog. Oh, shit, I hate to see it. But you know what time it is, baby? This is, listen, my final thought is this. Before we get into the mailbag, you know what I'm saying, because it's been a couple weeks.
So over.
No, yo, not
fuck.
Oh, God. Another week. Yo, listen, man. This has been episode 38 of the most fire show on the planet. I'm not even calling it a podcast because we're not potting over here. We make it fucking fine art. You know what I'm saying? And this has been episode 38 of that. You know what I'm saying? It's been abstract. It's been modern. It's been popping. You know what I'm saying? We got Rainey and fucking Novaya in the house. We got Uncle Victor in the house. You know what I'm saying? The hair is luxurious. We got Liz Bell Ortiz, La Más Dura de las Duras in the motherfucking house. We got Min is back off of fucking ACL surgery. You know what I'm saying? Tearing it up, averaging 35 with 12 assists. Fuck with your boy. You know what I'm saying? And of course,
we got Hassan Insane.
Episode 38, bitch, holla.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.